This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Michelle Ruth Murphy. Date of birth is November the 20th, 1966. Case ID number is 491-1520. Date of exam, April the 4th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 12/20/22 and Corpus Christi Medical Center records dated 6/22/22. Identifying information, this is a 56-year-old divorced female with three children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and bilateral knee pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2015, where she worked as a waitress and also did landscaping for 40 years. During that time, she worked 8 to 12 hours per day, 6 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with a friend and is living for free upstairs. She is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Number two, bilateral knee pain. History of allegations. Number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The claimant states that in June of 2022, she was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, and she also was diagnosed with double pneumonia. She was hospitalized for exactly 1 month in June of 2022. She states that since that time, she has had severe shortness of breath. She states the shortness of breath is precipitated by walking 60 feet, comma, climbing one flight of stairs, comma, talking, comma, resting, comma, but not with seasonal changes. The claimant does have a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 4 to 5 days for 15 years. The last time she was in the emergency room was in June of 2022. But she states usually she goes to the emergency room at least 3 times per year. This last time she was hospitalized for 1 month, but denies being intubated. The claimant has been told that she needs inhalers and oxygens, but as she is not taking these medications, secondary to not being able to afford it. She was diagnosed with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with respiratory difficulty. Allegation number two, bilateral knee pain. The claimant states that in 2000, she fell on her right knee and was also in a motor vehicle accident on June the 18th, 2022. She was diagnosed with degenerative joint disease of both knees and osteoarthritis. She states x-rays were performed, but she denies any fractures. The claimant states that in 1994, she had bilateral arthroscopic surgery of the knees to remove excess bone formation. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. As noted earlier, her limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs slowly, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 1 pound above her head. She is unable to sweep at this time. The claimant has no assistive devices, but probably needs one at this time. Her physician is Dr. Edwardson. She is presently on ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, which does give her relief. The claimant states she does no other physical activity at this time, secondary to severe shortness of breath. Family history. Her father died in his 70s from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She did not know her mother. Medications, ibuprofen 600 milligrams QID. medical problems, bilateral knee pain secondary to degenerative joint disease, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, history of left lower lobe pneumonia and bilateral pneumonia, history of motor vehicle accident on June 18, 2022, with rib fractures from 4 to 8. She also had a fracture of her sternal area secondary to the car accident. Social history, the claimant states tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes every 4 to 5 days for 15 years. Alcohol abuse, the claimant states that she drinks whiskey, 2 drinks per night for 30 years. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states that she does use marijuana and methamphetamines. The last time she used it was April the 2nd, 2023, which was a couple of days ago. She denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. The claimant does have a history of being a victim of abuse. She was physically abused for 7 years by her boyfriend. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 127 pounds, height 5 feet 1 and a fourth inches tall, BP 136 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 87 beats per minute, respiration 20 respirations per minute, BMI 24. General. This is a 56-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild respiratory distress. She appears to be a fairly reliable historian, although she did get a lot of the history mixed up, who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroderis was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were not clear with auscultation, and the claimant appears to have a chronic bronchitis with bronchi herd in the mid-sternal area. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. The claimant does have thoracic back pain, and she does have decreased breath sounds in other parts of her lung area. The claimant was short of breath, and did appear to be struggling in order to breathe. Could you please drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but cyanosis was noted on both of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and appeared to be fairly oriented times three with poor eye contact with me. She was very nervous and short of breath. Her speech was not fluent and her mood was somewhat confused for the time. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was fair to poor. Concentration was poor and she did not appear to be oriented completely to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant had decreased balance. She did not come with an assistive device, but probably needs one at this time. Her hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, and the Romber sign appeared to be somewhat positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness. No joint swelling, erythema, or effusion was noted, but the claimant does have a right upper extremity deformity with atrophy secondary to being bitten by a pit bull. The claimant has multiple large scars on her right arm and does have atrophy and decreased function of the right upper extremity. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex very well with the lumbar spine and was only able to forward flex barely at 90 degrees. She was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper and lower extremities, except for the right upper extremity, where the claimant has decreased strength, range of motion, and grip at +3/5. Along with decreased sensory function of the right upper extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was abnormal. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and but decreased strength of both knees, and the claimant was able to flex the knees at 90 degrees only. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on her own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant had difficulty getting up and down from the exam table without difficulty, especially respiratory problems. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on each foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally, and appears to have problems with her balance. No assistive device was used. However, the claimant does appear to need one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was +3/5 for the right hand and +5/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at +2. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal, especially for the right upper extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms all over her body, but especially of the right upper extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right upper extremity, where her muscle strength was plus 3 over 5. Dexterous finger control was mildly abnormal for the right hand. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Chest X-ray, no acute findings. Functional capacity based on the current examination. The claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the left hand and to a lesser degree with the right, secondary to severe muscle nerve damage of the right upper extremity. She hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the right upper extremity, and some neurological deficit, most likely coming from heavy alcohol abuse. The claimant had difficulty in heel, toe, and tandem walking. There is normal grip strength for the left upper extremity, but decreased for the right. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mild to mildly restricted, especially for the right upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting of the right upper extremity and fatigue secondary to respiratory distress. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or her visual acuity. She is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations secondary to decreased cognitive function, most likely coming from alcohol abuse, and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment secondary to severe respiratory distress from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Probable diagnoses, number one, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, dash confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. The claimant was short of breath with any kind of exercise or movement. We were unable to obtain an oxygen saturation secondary to not having the machine with us, but more likely than not, the claimant's oxygen saturation is low. Number two, bilateral knee pain, secondary to degenerative joint disease. Dash confirmed with physical examination and x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Michelle Ruth Murphy.